Here it is, the heyday of pop family entertainment. Six sagas of inspiration and intrigue. And we start with a family that launched an entire pop dynasty. All the way from Gary, Indiana, the Jacksons.
Michael?
Right.
Marla. Okay. Jermaine, I know. Tito. Right. Jackie.
Oh, oh, good.
But it wasn't that easy for the Jackson 5. Formed by their dad, Joe, they worked for years around clubs and bars, pageants and parades, until in July 1968 they got the break they'd been dreaming of. An audition with Berry Gordy, the daddy of Tamla Motown, in front of his family of stars.
Everybody was there, from Diana Ross to the Temptations, Smokey and the Four Tops, and we had to perform in front of all these artists singing their songs. We were all looking at Berry Gordy trying to read his face, and we saw him keep whispering. We're wondering, what is he saying? What is he saying?
Initially, Gordy hesitated. He was reluctant to take on mere kids. But the Motown family was getting older. Many of its first generation of stars were beginning to decline, and the face of music was changing fast. Motown needed new blood, talent that Gordy could shape for a new generation. After days of deliberation, Gordy signed the Jackson 5. They would be the first real family at Motown and the last great group out of Motor City.
What you saw on stage was the ultimate Motown group. Every breath, every step, every move had been choreographed and replayed over and over and over again.
Before, when they were working back in Gary, Indiana, they just had suits. They were all looking all alike, like the Temptations. When they came to Motown, well, I saw the transformation.
The brightest colors you can find, and you put yellow with red and loud green, and that was the whole thing with fringes and mirrors in your clothes.
But it wasn't just clothes that Motown controlled. It was personalities, too.
They decided who would be the cute one, who would be the dancing one, who would be the sexy one.
That'd be Jermaine.
Jermaine was the heartthrob. He was 16, he was single, and Michael was the somewhat annoying but likable kid brother.
It sounds silly, but I remember Uncle Jermaine telling me and bragging about his afro. You know, how girls would just want to touch it and pat it.
With everything in place, people couldn't get enough of the Jackson 5.
Everyone could dig it. My mother knew who the Jackson 5 were. I mean, my grandmother knew who the Jackson 5 was. I mean, it was a family thing.
If Berry Gordy was driving them on stage, backstage, one man ruled the Jackson kids with an iron fist. Their dad, Joe.
He knew that he had a reputation as a stern taskmaster, and whenever he wanted to use that, he could.